It is Friday, July 10th, 2026, and the physical weight of your absence is an anchor. I am still navigating the wreckage of this new calendar. I replay the tapes of my own sudden rehabilitity, the sharp edges of my tongue, the moments I yelled, if I ever caused a single tear, like a stone in my shoe. I am so sorry for every instance of my own inadequacy, for the times I did you wrong, when I should have been your floor. We were the perfect four, a flawless architecture's you and Ram, Mom and me a circle without a break. Now there is this big, big hole in our geometry, a space where your laughter used to provide the structural integrity. Now there is a big, big hole. Now there is a big, big hole. I search my memory for a single image of your teenage sadness, but I only find that smile, constant and unburdened. I remember the post-practice drives from badminton, the racket bag shifting in the trunk as we turned the corners. And you would talk the entire way home, a joyful monologue, detailing every anything to be the silent audience to that again, to hear the cadence of your voice fill in the dashboard space. Instead of this heavy, intellectualized silence, they tell me what St. Carlo's mother said to the grieving, that you are a saint now, seated at the banquet with Jesus. I hold that theological truth in my trembling hands, but my heart is still so broken, so profoundly sad. It's a friction between the sacred and the unbearable. So broken, so sad. I am asking for a visitation in my sleeping visions. Please walk into my nocturnal mind every single night. Talk to me and Mom when the world is finally quiet. Give us the fortitude to sustain the remaining half of our circle. We have to keep moving for Ryan. We have to keep standing. But the strength is a currency I am running low on. Give us strength. Give us courage. Benjen Vo, you were the best of our construction. Visit my sleep tonight. Talk to us, waiting for you in the quiet. Just talk to us. Mm-hmm.